now rather heavily. We should see the Mont Blanc, but at the moment it's all hidden in the cloud.
Max Wenner is 74 years old. He's standing on his skis high up on a mountain in the middle of a snowstorm. This is Young at Heart, and this morning we're in the French Alps. Now brace yourself as Max prepares to take us with him as he skis down the slope.
So I'm just going to bend down and put my ski bindings up one notch, like that. And now I'm just about ready to go. Are we all set? Let's go.
My name is Max Wenner. I live in Geneva.
Geneva's in Switzerland, where skiing's a normal pastime. And it's very close to Chamonix in France, where Max and his son Matthew are now.
I've come to Chamonix today with Matthew to do a nice day's skiing, which I know he enjoys. Later on this afternoon, I have to leave Chamonix and get back to Geneva. It's about an hour and a half's drive away, and then get ready for another rehearsal of our forthcoming play.
Basically, you are at the top of a hill and you slide down the hill, guiding yourself by leaning over in different directions.
Okay, now it gets a little bit steeper, so we're going to go fairly easy. Short turns here. One, two, three, that's lovely.
I always think you should ski in a rhythm, almost with music in your ears.
Max zigzags gracefully down the slope while his son Matthew sometimes follows and at other times takes the lead.
Skiing is quite an energetic sport which requires quite a high degree of concentration and physical fitness. And he keeps his level of skiing fitness up to a reasonably high level. And it shows.
I'm not the sort of person that likes sitting down. I tend to walk as much as I can and take exercise in the form of doing gymnastics in the gymnasium with a teacher. I'll do one or two-hour sessions during the week, and there's enough to keep you fairly fit. Skiing, it's a very invigorating sport, because it's in the open air. You can choose to go fast or you can choose to go slowly if you're skillful. And it's never boring.
It's certainly not boring today, with the snow falling relentlessly and the fog getting thicker and heavier. In fact, it's virtually impossible to see a thing.
Well, I'm really skiing blind at the moment.
If it's beautifully clear, you can see far ahead and you sort of plan your route. But if it's foggy, misty, or if it's snowing, you're lucky if you can even see your feet. And then you really have to almost feel your way down.
But Max doesn't seem to find this a problem. He's skied virtually all his life and has learnt to be prepared for any weather condition. And according to his son Matthew, he's never put off by a challenge, on or off the mountain.
If he's got something to do, he'll get on with it till it's done. And he shows no signs of tiredness.
There always seems to be too much to do rather than too little. So that keeps you alert, it keeps you on your toes and active.
Now, unfortunately, my glasses are beginning to get covered with the snow and I can see even less. Everything looks white. But I think we're still in the right direction. Yeah, here we go.
I sometimes feel myself getting old, and yet when I see my father, I don't get the impression as much that he's aging. He seems to carry on doing what he's been doing, and it doesn't seem to affect him.
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Est-ce que vous avez sandwich Sans jambon, fromage, beurre.
Jambon, fromage,
sandwich, jambon,
having worked up a healthy appetite, Max and Matthew stop for a sandwich at a little restaurant here in the French mountains. After Japan and Australia, France has the third highest life expectancy in the world. It's almost 75 for men and over 83 and a half for women. At the age of 74, Max believes that if you pursue your interests, you'll have a more fulfilled and even longer older age.
I certainly am enjoying my life. People perhaps think of old age as diminished faculties, everything failing. But some people reach that much earlier than others.
You see some people and they're old at 40. And it's sad, but I'm very proud of my father not like that.
If I have any advice, it's aim to have varied interests. Some physical, if you can, others mental, and be constantly open to new things and new people. All right, here we are now back in the flat after a good day skiing. You're in the hall now. I don't know whether you want to take your coat off. This is my kitchen, which is not very big, but it has a very nice view out onto the mountains through a balcony.
It's now mid-afternoon and Max has just driven back home to Geneva with his son. Switzerland also has a very high life expectancy. It's 75 and a half for men and 83 for women. Max lives here alone, although his son's staying for a few days. He's retired and happy, but he knows other people who left work at the same time as him who are not.
I know several people who are very active in their professional life. When their professional life finishes, they are lost. They just sit and stare at their toes. If you're work is so important, and then all of a sudden, and you don't have other interests, a non-professional, then you die.
Max feels that it's our interest in life that keeps us alive and young at heart.
I have been accused by the Swiss of being a German fascist, by the Germans of being a Zionist conspirator.
His main interest is in the theatre. Although he's acted on stage most of his adult life, he says that he's had more time to devote to it since he retired from his main job.
Nationalist and a die-hard patriot. By two magazines in the same week, I was called a conscientious objector and a warmonger.
Recently, he played the part of Professor Einstein in a play here, directed by Walter Acosta, who was impressed by the amount of research he was prepared to put into it.
He's a very thorough actor. What I admire in him, it is his scientific approach. Even things that I didn't know about Einstein, he finally found out. And that is something that you don't find too often in actors. That discipline to really go deep into the subject until you exhaust as much possibilities as possible.
Or off the record, I don't care. I never chose America. To my shame, I was avoiding Dachau.
Einstein was getting old, and a lot of old people, it seems, think that their life has been futile, no matter what they have actually achieved. They think so much they wanted to do which they didn't achieve. And so there's a sort of depression. And even a man as brilliant and as successful as Einstein was, even he felt that his life was not the success he wanted it to be.
A lot of people have lots of wishes and desires, but if they can't actually achieve them, they never feel satisfied and they never achieve anything to feel proud of. Whereas my father, he does achieve what he wants and he gets the results.
You have to have a fairly optimistic nature, think that things will work out.
We're going to start possibly
After a quick supper, Max has left his son to come here to the rehearsal of a play that's soon to be performed in Geneva.
Right, and we're cutting out a bit.
There are 8 actors of all ages and a director here getting ready to practice the first scene. In this play, Janet Mutlow plays the role of Max's daughter.
It's intensive, hard work. The rehearsal period is 6 weeks, so it's 6 weeks of being somebody else for me.
People associate old age with forgetting things, but from the point of view of learning lines, they're not conscious of losing lines any more now than I did a long time ago. And I'm rather hoping that having to learn lines is a stimulus against losing memory.
A week ago, laughing.
Who?
Come on, old boy. Over 30 years ago, Jessica.
Everyone has taken their position on stage and the rehearsal begins.
But Jessica hasn't forgotten, has she? August the 15th, 1981. She remembers it well enough. Swimming in Corsica.
Max, he's always very positive, very determined. He knows what he wants, and he goes for it.
Sold my soul to the devil. That devil.
Excuse me for interrupting. This is driving me mad. Would you please tell me who we are talking about here?
A very simple philosophy is that there are things that you can control, and there are things that you can't control. So when I've got something to do that I can do, I try to do it perfect. If I don't, I have only myself to blame. But if something goes wrong because of somebody else, don't worry.
I've never had any idea how old Max is. I've honestly never thought about it. He's just one of these ageless people.
Only next time, make it the daytime, not the middle of the night. There's a love. Good night.
Night.
That's it from Switzerland. Please join me next time to find out more about how to stay young at heart, like Max.
A lot of it has to do with the interest you have in life, what you enjoy doing. It's not a question of years or of dates of birth. It's not a question of what you look like, but the way you feel inside.